Blog Talk Radio.
I need a gangster to love me better than all the others do, to always forgive me, ride or die with me. That's just what gangsters do. I'm fucked up, I'm black and blue.
Stay with it, take it, girl.
But your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list. Got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move. That's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot. You forgot what you got.
Hold up, roses. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live with the truth. Psychedelic views and affinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat, you edges out. Head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups. I got the damage fees. I got the gold dust. I got the anesthesia. This ain't a fantasy, we bout to go up. See at the hand of me, never got no love. But understand to me, maybe come mold us and
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down.
Take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me?
Do you really? Do you really?
I'm never wrong with it.
I've been gifted with it.
life I come across fans and hoes. I like to give my fans a roll. Cursed of the talented, everywhere I go they wanna change clothes and pose. But my wife be in my dreams, bruh, no I couldn't see ya. I saw a silhouette, I know I can make a way. But when I wake up alone, no, 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 I just break out the phone.
Way too reckless, I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson, I'm way too western.
Could it be my favorite ethnicity?
I'm just undressing all of these sections of my
thoughts. Thinking too hard, but I really wanna
stay.
Follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Thank you. that is one of my gems right there. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. This is King and Queen's Quarters, and I am co-hosting with Sergio, a.k.a. King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, Serge?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm in high spirits. I haven't played those songs in a long time. They've been in my playlist for a minute. But I was definitely feeling them. I'm like, okay, we got to play some more. That's what's up. Yes, yes. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Serge. You got yours on?
They always on me, whether the neck or the wrist.
I know that's right. I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1. We'd love you to join us. Before I go any further, I have to give a shout out and a thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the creator and CEO of Raw Link. And he goes by the name Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby! Yeah. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of on Amazon, Instagram, and Facebook. Is it Raw Links? Be Raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them at either one of those places, make sure you come holler at one of us here at Epiphany, and we will definitely make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of those magical pieces. And they are magical. They give off amazing energy. You got precious gems and metals and even wood. You won't regret it. But give us a holler. So, Sergio, what's good for tonight? What is this topic of discussion?
Man. What would you do if you lost your pencil or pen?
I wouldn't be right. I wouldn't be right.
Would you
man,
take
I'm
the loss of sound, or you just braille it, like memory, like, you know. But at the same time, you might have the mentality to say, like, okay, well, what would you do if you lost your pencil or pen? Do you find another one to begin? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all get estranged about ink. When you writing and that pen don't write correctly, you're like, oh, I can't even fucking write. You know what I mean? Like, yo. So that could be metaphoric, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, I know me. I got to write with a good ink pen. Like, if it's janky, I'm going to pause a little bit. Luckily, I write my phone. But still, you know, writing down on that. Even your pencil. What if you ain't got no pencil sharpener and your pencil breaks? Oh. You know what I'm saying? The tip.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I would do. First of all, everybody's suspect when that happens. If that should happen, everybody, the dog, the cat, the kids, grandbaby, especially the grandbaby because he take everything. You know, and he got like his little hiding space in my room where only he knows where the stuff that he disappears is. I will hit his room up, and I will not find it, and he will come back over, like, the next week, and he'll just pop out with the jewel. I'm like, where the hell was that at? And he'll look at me like, aha. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. But I would definitely, I'd feel some type of way because there is a particular type of pen that I like to use. I don't like the felt tip, but I do love a nice ballpoint pen that just glides perfectly, not skipping, or you got to use a certain amount of pressure or hold it a certain kind of way. I've been through that, man. I'm telling you. And then you got pencils. Some pencils, the lead in it, the pen, it doesn't write dark enough. and you got to use a certain amount of pressure, or, you know, like you said, the point keeps breaking on you. And what if you don't have a sharpener? Well, if I don't have a sharpener, I get me a knife. It could be a butter knife. Yes. Oh, guess what else I use? If I can't get a hold of a knife, I got a nail clip. I will clip around them edges until I get me a point on that pencil. I'm not playing with it.
Yeah, or
razor
or something like that.
Write. Yes. I ain't playing with it. I will write. I will write.
It's that serious, dummy.
Yeah, it's that serious. I'm trying to tell you, everybody suspect in the beginning. Everybody. Like, where's my, all right, you know what? Because you know where you put your stuff at. You know what I mean? You know where you leave your stuff when you walk away from it. I don't want nobody touching it. Leave it alone. I don't mess with your shit. Leave mine alone.
Yo,
you know?
I'm going to tell you, that's some old psychological shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a pen on my desk, right? I bought them from home.
Uh-huh.
I went to this convention and shit. So
mm-hmm.
I had extra in my book bag, but I was just like, that particular pen, I had it right on the desk. You know, I was doing my notes and shit like that. So I left, probably go to the bathroom or run some medication. I came back, my
mm-hmm.
shit gone.
Oh, no.
You would have thought it was World War III. I was like, yo, when the 2 A's came in the thing, yo, who fucking took my pen off my desk? And they was like, oh, what's it? And the girl had it in her pocket. I was like, yo, that's what. She said, oh, I'm sorry, Joel. I said, yo, don't just go be taking my shit. You know what I mean? The thing about it,
yes.
I write in my notepad when I go to work. But also I use that to write on my notes and stuff like that. I was like, yo, that's my good pen. All them pens in the motherfucking containers right there, you just go
uh-huh.
on the desk. It's my desk anyway. You just go on the desk and just take this shit. Like, yo, that joint was crazy. I did apologize later. She was like, and then because then I heard later, she was like, I didn't think it was that serious. It's serious when you fucking with my shit.
It
like,
is.
Like, who are you to go
it
at
is.
My desk? And then the crazy thing about it, it was on, I had a ripped up piece of paper. You know how, like, if you got a whole full sheet, you rip it into, like, fours?
Mm-hmm.
I had the little stack of paper right there with the pen on top of it. So,
oh, wow.
Did you think that I was going to take some notes or write something? So why would you take the shit? So, yeah, that shit was serious because that was a dope-ass pen anyway. You know what I mean? The ink was crazy good.
I know. I'll tell you.
Like a logical
for somebody,
damn, I need help.
It is. Oh, but you know what? When you have something, okay, it doesn't matter what it is. It may not look like anything to anybody else, but when somebody touches it, it makes a big difference. And then they're like, well, like what you said, the lady said, I didn't think it was such a big deal. You cannot put a price or a value on something that belongs to someone else because you don't know what it means to them. It could be a piece of string. You know what I'm saying? Like when I went to the hospital about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I have a little compact mirror that my husband gave to me. It was part of a gift set, and I've kept that mirror ever since. I've never dropped it. I've never misplaced it. But what I found out when you're going into the hospital, whether it's through emergency or if you're just going for a visit, you have to go through security checkpoint, you know, the metal detector and the scanner. And they took my pocketbook, and when they brought it back, she said, we're going to have to throw this out. I was like, for what? She said, because it's a mirror. I said, yeah. She said, well, it's a glass. You could break it and cut. So mine's like, I said, if you throw this out, I'm going to feel some type of way, and you're going to make my condition worse. Seriously. So she looked at me, and she was like, I said, let me tell you something. My late husband gave me that in a gift set, and I have had it all these years, and now you want me to throw it out? I ain't trying to cut nobody. I'm trying to find out what's going on with me. She was like, you promise you're not going to cut nobody? Girl, I'm about to cut you if you don't give my mirror back. So she gave it to me. She said, all right, go ahead. Stick it in your pocketbook. Just be careful. I was getting ready to have a whole fit up in there. I was going to just say, forget my medical condition, whatever was going on with me, and go back home. Because ain't no way you was going to throw mine out. I'm talking about, well, you were going to have to take it outside and place it somewhere. You
must be out your rabbit ass mind.
Yeah, that's
you know,
wild.
It's just a mirror. Maybe to you it's just a mirror, but it was gifted to me by my late husband. You know what I mean? You can't put a value on people's stuff, so don't touch my shit.
but you know, too, when I be having those scraps of paper right there, I be writing lines, you know what I'm saying, to go back to later on. So that's why, like I said, I'm writing with a good pen. My energy is right there. So that's another reason why I was pissed off at what I like. Yo, give me my shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo. Because that's what I do when I get little breaks in between. I'm waiting for people to give them their medication. I'll be writing lines. Thoughts be coming to my head. And I write little lines down and shit. And I'll be right there with it.
That's what's up.
You know, it is what it is. But yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Okay, all right. Let me do this real quick because, you know, like every half hour we got to pay the bills. So let me just do this real quick and I'll be right back. In fact, I'm going to play a short one, all right. It's my...
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. Now, Sergio, would you like to kick this off with a piece, or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll lay that out for you. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. Ladies first. That's my joy. Okay. All right. So, thank you. Y'all probably heard this before, but I'm going to give it to you again. This is called No Substitute. It is a fact that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But for me, it also rises and sets in your eyes. There's a universal rule that is vital for balance. We must maintain beauty before us, behind us, below, above, and all around us. I have that with you because your love encompasses my everything. You've added to the happiness, confidence, and peace that already exists within me. Things I couldn't fathom was tangible outside of me. I wish for nothing else, but they've been fulfilled. You've given me so much without asking for anything. Not just love absolute, loyalty, dedication, and truth, but friendship. You give me soliloquies formed in my heart from similes of exquisite naturalness, kind of friendship where it's easy to initiate the difficult conversations because I can talk to you. The kind of friendship that no matter where we are, distant or right up underneath of each other, you're open to me. The kind of friendship where there's never a moment of now's not the time. The things you plan in the way you live your life while continually including me with the idea of hope and faith that gives me a continuous experience with joy, happiness, confidence, and peace. I just want to crawl up in you like an amoeba. I don't know how you did it. But you brought to me what I need. So with that, there's just no substitute for you. And should you ever feel a need to be free, I will quiet the world around you and help you mend your wings. Take flight. That's that piece.
You getting it moving right now. You know, I don't really have much to say about the piece, but the experience upon the experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the special part about that piece you just recited right there. It's a beautiful piece, though. The experience.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Man, Sergio, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Spinning Tens. I mean, As my mental state change, twirling my pen between my fingers, challenging myself so I remember before September. What's inside of August, the summer, always been a bummer. Move around it as if the winter tundra dialed up my number. Spirit always lift me while some souls are looking empty. Vessels carrying wasted energy with a mindset probably filthy. Anguish and turmoil unreleased to open waters. I sit on thrones with two divas having epiphanies within these quarters. Can't wait till the second quarter, enhancing thoughts with no force. Remain connected to a source that power my inner talks. Been felt New York as I walk through my county, South Jersey. My physical awakened very early with a word to Lon Mercy. Captivating feelings with no sound could be profound. Never know the hidden grounds can send a vibe to have you lounge. Dripping ink across a page as if I'm Merlin the Sage. Sergio had many things to say before my brain power played. Going to ignite a better flight outside of night heights, leaving options sometimes boxed in, markings from which I write. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to ask you a question. Do you constantly write? I mean, I know you have to work, and you say you tear off sheets of paper to jot something down. Do you find there's a time where you just don't write at all, or is something always inspiring you or prompting you to pick up your pen?
There's always something prompting me, you know what I'm saying? My mind be like Brainiac. I'm always writing. I feel like a junkie, you know what I'm saying, a fiend. You know, when I have a minute to sit down, I'm always like right there because I'm listening to music and stuff, so... It's not even the words that they're saying in the song. It's the track itself, the melodies, the could be a bass line, rhythmic pattern. And I'm just like right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like activated. I can't stop. You know what I mean? That's what I said. I feel like a junkie. Need a fix.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear that. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Wow. Sergio, we got a call
yes.
up in here with the hand raised. Been so graciously patient waiting for us to open up this mic. So how about we get
right.
this first caller? We got ourselves C-Double 34 music, y'all. How you doing tonight, C-Double? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. What's good?
Hey, how are you? I'm La Perla Negra and Sergio King Atterbury. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. You know, it's been a long day, but I'm glad to finally get on this show again.
That's what's up.
Thank you, brother.
That is definitely what's up. So, I got ready to call you King again. You have to excuse me for slipping up, but you want to ask
King Sergio
double the question?
Okay. What would you do if you lost your pencil or pen?
I'd probably scratch the walls. I'd probably find some rock or something like that, write it on the asphalt or something like I don't know. I gotta write something. Shoot.
Okay.
I'll go
that.
Out of my mind. Shoot.
I'll tell you
I know
on
that's
that.
Right. Oh, man. Have you ever experienced that where you couldn't find what you used to write with? I mean, do you have a favorite pen or pencil to write with, or it doesn't make a difference?
I'm like, you know, La Perla Negra, any pen will do for me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It could be a cheap one. It could be a Sharpie. Anything will do for me as long as I can get that thought down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, my kids have a habit of coming in here and going in my stuff. I have purchased, I've gotten so many raw links from For Real, it's ridiculous. And my stock has plummeted because of them. So what I did was get something made for each one of my kids. But pens, are you kidding me? I have to hide them, okay? Because I guess it's karma for me because I'm a pen thief. When I go out, don't have me in an office somewhere like a, you know, going to handle some business and they got a cup full of the same pen. Like, you know, it just says take one. To me, it says take one. Take it with you. So I think that's what my kids probably think because I have a cup full of them. But there's only a few particular ones that I prefer to use. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, memories.
Yeah, those are not fond memories, though. It's all right. You know, like I said, I got to watch my grandbaby because, Lord, that boy. His hands are like lightning, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm trying to tell you. But, hey, Devil, what did you bring for our listening pleasures tonight? Because you are another one who never disappoints.
Well, I had to look through the vault this time, and I got this piece called I'm Just Being Honest.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm just being honest. Hey, listen, this message is subliminal to the point of criminal. I'm not here to disrespect you, yet it's intentional in its present tense. Your anxiety in trying to speak the lines you wrote is depressing me. I don't mean to insult you, but you've become my personal vulture, swooping down on what I love to do in order to render me vulnerable. It's despicable and vulgar to the point that it's scolding me. But you know where this is going, so. In this message of poetry, I see you don't have the capacity to comprehend. I will not have sex with Drew Carey in a dress. You sitting here trying to impress the studio audience with knowledge mixed with naughtiness, but you bore them being monotone. We're snoring halfway through your monologue and you're so unpopular. Your massengill floral scent can't disguise the skid marks in your drawers. Crickets, no applause. Critics among the crowd. Your ego comes through the door like deja vu. You've been here before. You turn this show into a mausoleum and a morgue. I tilt my head like CSI Miami's Horatio Caine. While examining the decomposing remains, I've become the clone of Danny Glover. I'm too old for this shift in my lane. I've had it with these female monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Even the Kardashians are taking lessons from you on how to kill. I mean, manipulate a man, especially someone like me draped in this delectable caramel color. Why'd you go oops upside my head, yearning for my love early in the morning, burning rubbers, weather? Raw or condoms, going inside you would be a problem filled with condemnation. You don't meet my standards or mandates, so I won't be the man who dates you. Even if I was sedated like the Ramones, punk rocking out, eating ramen, doing origami, seeing double arigato while they miss the robot, yo, you will not stop the show. You will not snatch my soul, inhaling my blunt like Monica Lewinsky, because there's got to be a morning after, and I will need a lawyer for my injuries. send me to Nicaragua, please. Give me a lobotomy. Put me on the Jerry Lewis telethon, and God, just get me out of here. Maybe I was too nice. Now she made me her Santa Claus, but I'd rather be Peter Brady needing a time to change from this girl who looks like pork chops and applesauce. Because your camel toe breath needs to be camouflaged. I'm done with this episode. Paparazzi, I got bye-bye. Now turn the camera off. In peace.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, man. Lying. I was done when you said I will not have sex with Drew Carey. And I just...
Yo,
oh, my God. I almost forgot about Mimi and all that damn makeup and stuff. And she said she puts that on in real life, man. We couldn't be associated with each other because every time I see her, my facial expression, I have no control over the muscle in my face when I see something distorted like that. And it is distorted. It's like, I don't know whether to say it looks like a clown or is it drag, but I would just feel like she would probably want to strangle me because that's some weird. That's weird. It's just a thing. It's too much. Okay, wait a minute. What did you say? What did you say? Oh my God. It was so much in there that I was laughing about. I can't even remember. Yo, that piece was dope. That was funny. Wow. I loved it. That snaps. Yes. That was too funny.
Give your hand clap too on that, brother. Word up.
Oh my God. You see it? Wait. You pulled that out of the archives, you said, or the
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Up,
how do you? Because you've been doing this for a long time, adding the little quotes from the sitcoms or something about the people in those shows, and then you also grab lines and pieces from. Certain songs. Have you always written like this? Or did you just start to add this?
I'm glad you asked that. Ever since I started back writing poetry about maybe a good 8 years ago, mm-hmm. It just kept flowing like that. And I don't know. It just flows like that. And after I'm finished, I'm like Steve Urkel on this. Did I do that?
Okay. Well, it's dope. It always like amuses me, especially when I miss you talking about what's his name, Ellie Mae Clampett, and who was the other one? You said somebody used to get on your nerves. What was the name of that? What made you?
Well, I have Willona. Remember now, I have Willona from Good Times too. Now,
yeah,
you gonna have me having flashbacks again? Damn.
That's yeah, all right. Willona was too bad. it was fun. It's always been an entertainment thing when you come on the mic, man. I already know I'm going to be cracking up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much, C-Double. We might do a speed round. I don't know. We might spin the block. You think you can stick around? Or if you can, if you got to go, that's fine and good, too. We always appreciate you for coming through. And giving us
I'll try to stick around. Good. Hey, no problem. I'll try to stick around.
All right, that's peace, man. Word, peace.
All right, well, I'm going to escort you over to the Royal Lounge, and you can grab yourself something to drink, find a table to sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
All right.
Yo, I'm telling you, his pieces just be cracking me up because he, and it's so natural. It's like effortless. I wish I could add some stuff in there. You know, I can take a word or two from a song or maybe even a whole line from a song. But he just, he's got this gift of being able to put all of that into one piece and just.
Yeah, that's fly.
I'm about to ask him, I wonder how long do it take him to write a piece like that? You know, because he just, I think he's really, really great at doing that. I can't do that, man. I wish I could. I can't. But
That's special.
We got some more callers up in here, so I don't want to dilly dally too long. I want to hear this poetry that's coming through for us. So
all right.
Let's open up this mic to the next caller. We got ourselves the area code 470. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on
you.
The mic?
Hi.
What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who do we? Yes, who do we have on the mic?
My name is Nicole Words. I'm a spoken word artist. You just say I'm an artist, so I rap as well. So this poem I'm about to, I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening to you introduce yourself. We usually, like, ask, you know, we have a question that we ask first before you get into your piece. But if you want to go ahead and straight into your piece, it's fine. But, what the question of the evening is,
what would you do if you lost your pencil or pen?
I find another one or I type, pass it out.
All right. Well, without further ado, Nicole, we're going to hand you over the mic. The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. So this poem, I wrote this a few months ago. It's more so about my confidence as an artist, so that's what it is, and basically how I got where I am. So they don't want me to call words for no reason. I'll go through all seasons just to show you how cold my words can be. I'll share how I do it. Please allow me into your mind. I'm no intruder. I can get a little personal. Because I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my stuff and I like my rhymes to stick to show respect as I make a mess. Regurgitating all the hate into lines that retrace my path into artistry. Creating a space that don't tolerate no mediocrity. Going head to head, creating challenges. Sometimes I can't even face me. Breaking glass soon as I got new reflection to test. I'm flying high, I'm doing my very best. What can I say? I got a blessing to protect. Let me slow down, wait. I don't take no breaks. What can I say? My brain and pen got a toxic relationship. When my brain say tough stuff, my pen say how much? It's giving diarrhea. Even the pens couldn't help. So watch your step. You will never say Nicole left. I continue to write because it's my time. Even my right hand want to sniff these lines. So that's the poem. It's called Nicole Words.
All right. Snaps.
Wow.
Snaps and claps.
Yeah,
wow. I like the
Thank
flow.
You. Thank
nice,
you.
Very nice. Oh,
you,
man.
You
well, yes. How did you hear about Epiphany?
My old coach, I knew your friend Mel. We call her Mel. Melissa. I used to work with her. She DM'd me on Instagram maybe like 15 minutes ago.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you something. You are, it will always be an open mic waiting here for you to get on and sit.
Thank you.
Now, don't be a stranger. You know, come back. We got a show 7 days a week, 7 nights a week right here on Epiphany.
Yeah.
And that was
definitely
really, really dope. And, you know, maybe one day you can come through and give us one of your raps, you know, because that piece was pretty dope. Thank you for coming through.
You guys can follow me on Instagram on Words_Nicole, and I also got music out on Apple Music and stuff like that. I also got an EP out with poetry, so please take a look.
Wait a minute. Now I think we have an event page. You can actually post that info, or give it to who would you say it was?
Yeah, give it to
Tobias.
Yeah, give it to her and let her pass it on to us so we can get your info out there. Because you need to be heard more than just right here.
Definitely.
Okay? Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yo, you
are
definitely
dope.
Was traveling
you
with that piece, though. You know what I'm saying? You took off like a skyrocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thank you. I was nervous. Thank y'all.
Nah, traveling, girl, traveling. That's dope. Word.
Absolutely. All right, Nicole, well, thank you. I hope you can stick around. We might spin the block and do another piece if you can. If you can't, thank you for coming through. And like I said, don't be a stranger, yeah?
I won't. Thank y'all.
You're
very welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Yeah, she was pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
She definitely was spitting that shit. You know what I mean? Yo,
absolutely.
I'm gonna go into a song real quick and we're like, you know what I'm saying, before we bring these callers in.
All right.
You know what I mean? All right, I got you on deck. Here we go.
Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause you always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause you always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. I can't trust nobody. I can't trust nobody, I know. Left me alone, I was grinding. I had to find myself. Real one had to remind myself. Sometimes even rich niggas get lost. I'm experiencing more paranoid. Finding love got me more paranoid. I can't tell who's real anymore. It's the ones that I cherish and adore. It'll never be like it was before. Before I was clearing up the charts. When you leaving, you leave me no choice. I come back on a platinum Rolls Royce. I come through if you need me, of course. Hope it comes to the day we rejoice. I got your back like a spine. Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause you always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause you always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. Never could trust you, I still got your location on. Fell out of love, I delete all the news I respond. Can't get a reaction out of me, that's what you want. It's not sexy to show your vulnerability, keep it calm. Had a inner sushi at my home. Got a new penthouse in at the pump. Got a flock of birds wrapped around my arm. Tryna park the Bugatti in the lobby. Went to Puerto Rico, went to Bali. Got a body done just for a hobby. Gotta skate on new ice like it's hot. Made her throw away all the Versace. Bitches fucking each other, we watching. Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause you always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself.
Get right.
So pass the weed.
Oh, right.
Hey, y'all ain't
like,
example.
It's your birthday.
Gonna do it.
Whose birthday is
it? All right,
come on. I'll
pick up the song back on for y'all.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I've been... Man, I like Future. I like him. You know, I don't listen to him a whole lot, but there are certain songs that he does that I really, really, I be feeling like I got one, I believe, in my playlist already called Look Ahead. That's my joint. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Features that movement right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's there. I mean, so is there.
That's what's up. All right, Serge, I'm ready for this next caller to come through.
Yeah,
are you ready?
Don't doubt.
All right, let's do this. We got ourselves area code 732. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, y'all, it's me, Edwina, Mahogany Tool, whatever y'all call it.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going
coming
on?
What's up? Oh, shoot. Lordy, I hope I didn't disconnect nobody. My thing acting up. Are you still there? Yeah, she did. All right. What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing tonight, Queen?
Man, I'm all right. I'll be all right.
You going to be all right?
I know you are. Enjoying the show. Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. Anything Gucci?
I don't know who the last caller was, but
I'm like, she was going in.
Yes, she was,
and I hope she comes back for real. Yeah, that's my Atlanta people was going
out. Oh, that's what's up. She brought it.
Yeah, she's terrible. She definitely is. You know, people around through connections.
That's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing.
Queen,
let me say, great show last Tuesday. It was really, really good. Yeah. It was almost like a cipher. We were just flowing, man. It was pretty good. I keep forgetting. What would you do?
If I lost my pen.
Yes.
I lose my pen several times a day, and I just have to keep a big pack up next to me. Because you got to keep writing. Everybody knows, like, for my birthday, that's what my daughter bought for me, pens and notebooks. She knows how I am. So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
If it's important to you, you're going to get to it. So you'll figure out a way, I guess. But, yeah, I'm always losing pens, so I got to keep some extra ones.
Queen, let me ask you a question. Have an iPhone or you have an Android?
Android.
Download this app called Color Note. Because when I first started doing my books, that's why I was writing all my joints before the iPhone on Color Note. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can write anytime I feel like it, but I ain't got a pen.
Yeah, I use the Keep Notes inside of, I don't know if I downloaded it, but I've been using it for so long. But I definitely use that too. Mm-hmm. But I feel
the reason I say that is because I'm sorry about that. But you can put that down. You can download the Color Note app on your computer. You know what I'm saying? So you can, just in case you lose your phone or whatever, you still have that app that opens up. You know what I'm saying? All your poetry and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
True. I'll check it out.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have it on my note, and I have it on my tablet. I love Color Notes, man. It's unlimited. Mm-hmm. For one, it's like unlimited storage space, and you can just go to it. You don't even have to be online or anything. You just open it right up and just get to type in, man. I love Color Notes.
Sure,
yeah.
Would I be able to take all of these notes out of Google Keep Notes and put them into Color Notes? That's where
I don't know, but I copy and paste some stuff into it with no problem.
Yeah.
I don't know about actually transferring it from one file to there, but I do copy and paste, and it works fine with me. It doesn't, like, I've never had an issue with it. Nothing missing, unless I deleted it myself, and I did do that one time. Y'all know I'm writing a book, and I, like, deleted a whole chapter. I'm like, how did that happen? But but
oh,
I got it back. I got it back. Because you know what I like about color notes? Whatever I've been working on, even if I delete it, all I have to do is type one or two of the last words that I was using, and it'll take you straight back to exactly. It's like a, I don't know if you call it predictive. No, it's not predictive text. It's just the words pop up for you.
Something like that.
Right there
I know
in the
search.
You know what I mean?
It'll search through
yeah.
the different notes. Yeah. Just
scan I love it. Yes, honey. Without
mm-hmm.
that, I've been lost. That was a whole chapter. I was almost crying. I was like, where did it go? Oh, my God. But I got
I
it back.
I did the same
and,
thing. Did the same thing with this poem that I was planning on reading tonight because I've been trying to keep up with y'all. How y'all been going with y'all 30 for 30? Y'all been doing the 30 for 30?
I'm ashamed to say I don't think I've written anything for it. I really haven't paid it any attention. And
yeah,
what's the other one? No Pomo? Mo? I have not really. I've been going through so many changes these past couple months. I haven't really written.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pulling from the archives.
Mm-hmm.
So pieces maybe
mm-hmm.
I wrote recently, but
mm-hmm.
that's it. I got to get back on it. I got other stuff happening around me, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's
when
cool.
It's just
a way to kind of like inspire yourself to write if you're in the mood for doing it, you know what I mean? But when it starts feeling like
mm-hmm.
work, ain't no point in doing it. So that's why I'm like, if I do it, if I don't do it, then I ain't going to put all that pressure then it feel like work. And nobody want to do no work.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because if I feel pressured, I'm like, nope. I'm going to go back to doing something else that I feel passionate about. Because I don't like feeling pressured.
Right.
You know, I can work
right.
under pressure,
yeah.
but I prefer to be on a kind of a balance rather than feeling like, oh, my God, I ain't gonna be here.
Yeah.
You know?
I just look at the world. You know what I mean? That's my inspiration right there, being a navigator in society and a narrator of other people's story,
mm-hmm.
my story, and whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it all in the law's
mm-hmm.
hands. You know what I mean? Word.
That's what's right.
Did it come to you?
Yeah. I'm in this Grand Griot competition with Poetic Black in them. And now I have to write for that. So it's like that's been getting in the way of me feeling like, I don't know. Yeah, when somebody tell me what to do, it's very hard as opposed to like, I don't know what that is about myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you just
that's
create
that
it naturally.
That's that Aries energy.
Be hard-headed.
I don't know what that is.
If you tell me I gotta do it, it seems like it's very hard to do it.
Mm-hmm. Go with yourself, you know what I mean, and just let it flow, you know what I mean? That's the best thing coming from the heart, you know what I mean? You can write about anything.
Yeah.
We poets out here, you know what I mean? You can get busy in all
types of ways.
Well,
I wrote about toilet paper one time. That's when I knew I could write about any damn thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My kids pissed me off and didn't replace the roll of toilet paper. And if y'all bathrooms are anything like mine, my toilet paper, well, now I keep it on the shelving unit next to the toilet. But I used to keep it underneath the sink, which is all the way across the bathroom. That means I got to walk a little bit, you know, to get a roll. And that just pissed me off. I was like, that damn toilet paper, change the damn roll. Before you leave out of here, I was hot because you don't know what it's like to have to get up off the toilet and hurry up and try not to drip nothing and just it's gross.
Oh God,
get back over there because if you drip, I got tile floor. You slip. If you drip, you gonna slip. Okay, so it ain't no fun having. Okay. But it's true. It's horrible, man. And I have slipped going across the floor. And that was like my last straw. I'm like, you know what? And I just started writing while I was on the toilet. I was like, I'm so mad with them.
Oh, man. You got to send me that one. I want to read that. That's going to be
interesting. Hey,
all right.
Hey,
I'll send it to you. Yes?
You know what? beginning, like even when I started the books, I used to always take my time. I'd be going to the bathroom and I'd be writing while I'm on the hop. You know what I mean? Like peace, quiet,
on the what?
Tranquility on the hopper, on the bottom of the belly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'll
be
right
the porcelain throne.
Yeah, the porcelain god. You know what I mean? Who you going to be in there talking to? Yourself? You know what I mean? Like, so get your mindset ready and you're right there writing. Like I said, that was back in the color note days and
whatnot.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe
it.
I actually still write when I sit on a toilet because my toilet is actually, like, right across from my shower. And the window, the sunlight always comes right through the window, and it's beautiful because there's a lot of green land behind my house, a lot of trees and plants and stuff, and you can see the sun, like, shining through the leaves and stuff, and it's really pretty. And I have that frosted glass shower. The shower door that slides, and sometimes it'll beam down through the glass. And it's really, it's a beautiful sight. So I'll be sitting on the toilet like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that toilet paper one, that was that. It is. It is. Y'all, all by my own self on the toilet. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
bring me the toilet paper one. I want to read that one.
Okay, I'll send it to you. I'm telling y'all, I was pissed. I was like, you motherfuckers. Take goddamn toilet paper roll. It don't take much.
You were pissed, Stephen?
Yeah. I was pissed to the highest of pissivity. I'm trying to tell you. And pissy. So bad. Because they left one sheet of paper on the roll. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
That woman got a bag, yo.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. Oh, I was pissed. Yeah,
that's
good. It's funny now, though. It's real funny now, but I'm telling you, I was hot that damn. Because I keep my toilet paper stock replete. It stays stocked. I don't like to run out of toilet paper. Those are one of the, it's a necessity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do keep a lot of wipes now with me because it just makes me feel better, you know. But, yeah, toilet paper is a necessity, you know. I feel like you should never run out. And if I keep it well stocked, you should make sure to replace it when it's gone. But no, they get up, wipe their little butts, and run off on their own, and I'm left in there. Especially when I got a go-go, you don't pay attention to whether or not the roll is there. You just got to get in there.
Right.
Y'all know.
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, man. It is good to hear from you, though, Queen. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Thank you. I bought this piece. I don't know what it's called, but it's one of the pieces that I wrote for this 30 for 30 thing. The last one I wrote was day 11.
All right. That's dope. That's what's up.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. All
right. Quiet as I am, I feel a riot inside, a wreck, and my bones are breaking to contain a belly full of words I didn't have to swallow. They were forced down my throat and fed through every hole. Even my pores were stretched open, stuffed with things I didn't want to hold, something like a download. Now my big body bloats, and I walk with a canastic click clacking. I've been shattering my own bones to hold it in, so no, I can hardly hear anything you say, even if you're talking slick or cracking wise. I feel it off you, but there's more important things I'm ready to talk about. There's a riot inside of me. There is more to manage than 10 penny pleasantries. Even when I meditate in silence, I hear the God of War's voice saying, with every word, choose a violence that's going to change things.
and she sent me a couple cohorts. We still sorting out the roles, but once our breastplates banded together and hold you up type hugs, I began to belch up a rebellion, knowing my hair gonna be held back by a web of hellions with mouths like handguns and hard-headed girls with razors between their teeth ready to speak. And when we speak, it's a riot. I got mine. I'm trying to keep her concealed and on me at all times. It's right here in my belly, just dying to get out. I feel a revolt in my throat, hot takes, hollering, who going to check me? Better yet, who going to check me? Who going to take the notes we wrote down and put in some work to check if facts is facts? Who going to lovingly check me if I'm wrong? Which one of y'all going to pin the next prophet to the cross? Yes, I said what I said. One day we need to talk about why y'all prefer our leaders dead. But who going to check in on one of these griots, gracious poems, and connect it to a talk? We can connect with the change that might lead to a movement. Who want to move different? Don't you want to see if your alliance to ideologies cleaving you to a fallacy is the real reason you're a little irritated when you see me trying to find creative ways to control this fucking riot? It's painful, breaking without a break from the job of pretending all is well. Why the hell are we so self-soothed like God ain't trying to tell us to knock all this shit over and come home to ourselves? I'm a wreck in here. Before a word ever has the nerve to cross my lips, you take sips of sis. I exist in a constant state of chaos on God. I find myself confined to a dual mind, guided by a two-sided question. Do I stay quiet or open my mouth and let out this fucking riot? I think I'll take the second option, and I advise you all to try it. And that's that piece.
Well, yeah, shit, okay, you out there you. Traveling and shit. You know what I mean? That's that spaceship right there. That was dope, Pete. You know what I mean?
Listen, I've watched your video on this, and I heard you spit it. I think you did it on your show, or I don't remember. But every time I hear it, I get something else from it. I love this piece, especially when you say, who's going to check me? I like that because
yeah, that one
question right there is almost mm-hmm. like you're pulling somebody to come in and let you know something. But at the same time, it's like you can't check me for real. You don't want to. I love this piece, man. It's amazing, as all your pieces. I mean, I have had the pleasure of watching, listening to you and seeing your pen just grow to just an amazing level now. And I look forward to it. Every time you come around, we're like, here she go. What's she going to give us?
Yeah.
Here you go. Because I think you are one of the dopest poets, man. I'm trying to tell you, and it's awesome. You know, that's you epiphany. So of course you're dope. You know.
Yes, of course. Family love all day.
Yeah,
all
definitely.
Right. We are
starting. You be traveling, girl. You be traveling. You know what I mean, but I have an outside question for you, though.
Huh?
I have an outside question for you.
Okay.
When is that next book coming, girl? I'm waiting on it. I was trying my best.
That's where I'm working on it.
I was dipping into your book the other day on that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, when's she coming with the next one?
I got two lined up right now. I just need to run them through some, some eyes. And, yeah. And I'm trying to get into this Dodge Poetry Festival here in Newark. So, like, before that comes up. And I'm supposed to be opening for Rare Epiphany next month in Detroit. So I'm like, I would love to, but I can need some help. Because I love to write, but all of the discipline and all of the other stuff that's going on, I'm like, I don't know. It's a little scary, but that's why I'm, like, glad
baby.
That, you know.
Meditation.
Yeah. I'm on it. Yeah, give me some
links
because I can't.
No, gay queen.
No, I'm saying I need to get me some new raw links because I can't find my other bracelet. I need some amethyst and copper. Gotta hit.
Oh yeah.
Gotta hit for real up for one of those.
Put it to work. I know I'm getting ready to.
Yeah,
I'm lucky. I'm only like 10 minutes away from him. I go over there anytime, put his ass to work. He's like, you're getting on my nerves. No, I'm not. I want you to give me some of them. I want some of them beads right there and them pieces of wood that right there. And he'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a trip down there. So, what'd you say?
No, I'm saying for real, if you listen it. Yo, big bro, June, I'm coming soon, brother. You know what I'm saying? For that custom bracelets and necklaces. You know what I mean?
I'm coming down to Philly for a cheese steak so we can work out my dress situation before it get hot outside. And my custom rug links. Because y'all crazy. I had so much fun the last time I came down here.
Because he ain't got no damn
yo, if you come in, King, if you come into Philly, please let me know because they're hilarious. Hey.
Oh, yo, off topic, though. Hey, LaPrell,
yeah.
Tell about Sergio's magic and whatnot. Them dogs ain't even bark when I came over to the crib.
Something. I'm telling you something. My dog barks at a leaf rolling across the ground in front of my house. But when he came down, he was actually able to stand on my porch, and my dog did not make a sound.
Not a bark,
I'm like, okay, it's something special about you because my dog likes to eat people. Okay. If you don't live here and he don't know you, I'm trying to tell you, he do not play that. He still, like, when the mailman is sticking the mail in my door, he's one of them dogs that grabs it. You ever see them dogs on the shows? They grab the mail coming through the slot. That's what he does.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Oh, man, he don't play that. He don't like nobody standing in front of my house. So it is. It's something special about you, and it's a good thing. For my dog, not the bark.
Yo, that was like, it was like Silence of the Lamb. They didn't bark.
It was.
I was there for a little minute, too. I mean,
I was quiet the whole time.
I'm trying to tell you.
They always barking.
Always.
They ain't bark nothing. In the snow.
No. He didn't even huff. I'm like, what the hell? This is unusual. It's really unusual because he barks at everything. I'm telling you, birds can't even sit. I have an evergreen on my porch, and the birds that sit in it, they'll build a nest, but they sit in. He barks at the birds. He barks at flies. He barks at everything. Okay? He thinks the dogs outside that be barking have a conversation going with him. He just be going off, and he not one noise, not one huff, not bark or nothing. I said, yeah, it's something special about you. It is.
Yeah, I need that Sergio touch.
It must be. It's a goodness in you. Okay. If your animals don't react, animals will tell you whether something wrong with a person or not. So
I
don't really have anybody come over anyway. But
I mean, even less likely to be into people. Yeah, you gotta really be a good spirit. I feel like animals and babies are the best detector. Like. People's natural, whatever your energy got going on, because they'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm a Leo, so, you know, I resonate with the sun. So maybe that was...
Could be, because, you know what, that is actually my oldest son's dog. He's a Leo. His dad was a Leo, so I don't know. Maybe it's a connection. I don't know, but it's a good thing. Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's up.
Awesome.
That's what's up. That queen.
It was so good to talk to you guys.
It is always. But before we let you skate out of here, can you please let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got some other stuff going on outside here.
Well, Epiphany, yes, I'll be back with Shut Up and Spit next month, May the 14th, I think. Yeah, May the 14th. will be the next show. And I'll be around in these poetry streets. And like I said, I'll be in Detroit with Rare Tiffany and Omari Barksdale for an event and some other stuff coming up. But, you know, I'm just kind of out here. At My Mahogany Soul on Instagram is the best way to find out whatever's going on. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, Sergio Atterbury, would you be so kind as to escort Queen Simmons to the Royale Lounge?
No doubt. Teddy Riley. Yep.
Thank you, Queen, for coming through always.
Yeah, one love, one mic.
Appreciate
it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, all right. Let me get over here and time to pay bills once again. I don't want to get fired by for real, you know. Cause, I wake up and find a pink slip, you know, taped to my door. And be like, what I do? Well, I didn't get fired. So I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Serge, we got a caller up in here waiting to get on this mic. I'm about to let up in here. This is another family member of Epiphany. And my co-host on Diva's Talk. I got us Mrs. VIP. Hey, Diva. Welcome to King and Queen. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, Serge? I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. In the building.
What's up?
Yes. Thank you.
We're trying.
And should I say welcome back home?
Oh, absolutely.
You sound a little bit low. I don't know.
Oh, let's see. Okay. Is that better?
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Now I can hear you because you sounded like you was off in the distance somewhere.
In the matrix.
It's all good. Serge, you want to ask my diva what the question of the evening is?
What would you do if you lost your pencil or pen?
Ooh.
And how would you begin?
I would be at a loss. I just think I would be one-tenth soul, and I would pray to get it back, and look, by any means necessary. That's a good question, though. Because normally, most of the time, for people who know me, I have many words, but to those who don't, I don't have many words, and I don't have too much to say. But I always let it out in my poetry, so if I ever lost that word, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But I get it back. I can get it back.
I know that's right.
Too much life. Yeah, too much life, you know?
You got that right. Got that right. And I know this to be true because I know her. Okay. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Diva, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you are another one who never disappoints.
Well, I was stuck between the one that I recited on Friday and one that I'm not sure about. It might be old, but I don't know. But
that's all right.
I'll give you the good. Okay. All right, I'll do this one.
All right.
Let's see what
the mic is yours.
Oh, I don't even know what it's called, but anyway, I'm ready.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. He was trouble in a good way, making her feel so good by the way he recited. His poetry got her all excited. Her mind had too many places to go, no matter far her daydreams went, she would end up spent. He spoiled her in many ways, not materialistic. See, he went beyond the surface. And intimacy was what she needed, and that he gave freely. As long as she heeded to his command. He looked in her eyes one day, saw himself in a sea of delight. His heart beat to flight. Her kiss, her soft lips, breathing in her air, took him by surprise at how one much would care. She was different, not wanting just the physical. It made him quizzical because she was a minx who showed her claws when provoked, purred in pure happiness when she was filled and slightly choked. She spoiled him, her arms around him, promising to be there, holding him close. Candlelight picnics in front of the fireplace, good food and poetry. He finally received it in his brain that the divine blessed him. She soothed his soul. He soothed her body and mind in a crazy, turbulent world where love they hope to find. And that's that piece. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm running out of air.
That's all right.
That's all
good.
We appreciate you. We love and appreciate you. That was
wow.
A VIP,
you know,
right to the
Diva,
point.
Always. That's how her pieces are. She gets straight. She don't pull no punches. And I'm noticing also, it's something different about your pen. It's growing. I can see it. I can hear it. I know you say you're struggling with your breathing and everything, but
yeah.
Something's going on where you're stretching your pen, and I'm loving it. I see it. I don't know if anybody else sees,
well,
but
you.
I absolutely
I appreciate
see it.
It.
Well, we appreciate
that,
you. You're welcome. Now, before we let you skate off out of here, because I ain't going to hold you too much longer, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are at Divas Talk. And this is a forum where it's great music, awesome poetry, and at times we have little topics to throw in there, little questions. And it's amazing. A lot of the poets, they show up, and we got a lot of heavy hitters. And they show up, and they show out. That's every week. So y'all come and join us.
Yeah.
Back to you too.
All right, Diva. You sound like you're tired, so maybe we just skip the Royale Lounge. And you can go grab yourself a cozy spot next to hubby, and we will talk, daughter. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
One love,
absolutely.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, my diva doing things, and I'm loving it. The result is coming out amazing.
Yes.
King, I thought you'd throw us another song up in there.
All right, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm with that future shit tonight. You know what I mean?
Bring so it. Right there. Bring it.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Your mission, your mission, your mission. Yeah, yeah. Your metro, your metro, your metro. Eva Kaniva, Pluto told his he to leave nigga in the freezer, I'm big as a beater. Fuck on a diva, I'm hot than a fever. Put dope on 1 liter, more stripes than a diva. I got these regular hoes, I got superstar hoes taking pictures of me like the Fed. Check out my video, little bit of silly yo, got me with a million jewelry in the bed. Grip the 40 while I'm sleeping my hand. Drink the dope and I get cool as a fan. Turbo motor hot and scorching in France. Bitch, you bogus if you don't bring a friend. Came from nothing, you can feel what I'm saying. 100 shots, I gotta stick to the plan. Slappy tappy, gotta get it again. Shorty boppin', she just pushing the brand. Solo but the hitters pullin' up on the man. Chover than the fountain, making standards when I land. I ain't never sober, I got pills and I'm sham. Cop a new hammer with a cooler on jam. The show on the road, getting bands on band. On the high, on the low, I'm the man, on the man. Man, striking out, push Cayenne. Live it up, ran it up, got it expand. That's my bitch. I'm a mogul that make her a boss bitch. I'ma float on this shit like the coast clip. I put dope on my block, make the dope flip. I got work on me, nigga, I got dog shit. Get you hit in your shit, it won't cost shit. Take a load and run through it in 1 minute. When that mud in my system, I function. Took a freestyle and turned it to cash. I get fired on you, this not a caption. When I got in this shit, I got hot in this shit. I came through in a coupe, I was smashing. I was good in the hood, serving fed me. Getting a billion, I see what's ahead of me. I real day one, they ready, catch felonies. Going rich immediately for the whole team. Told her stick and throw dice to the curb. Ho go fuck on a nigga at birth. If she lose, that's a trust and a curse. You little niggas, I take you to church. Yeah, yeah. Put dope on 1 liter, more stripes than Adidas. I got these regular hoes, I got superstar hoes taking pictures of me like the Fed. Check out my video, little bit of silly yo, got me with a million jewelry in the bed.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Future. That's dope. Is that off his new joint?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's lit. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's what's up.
It's a vibe.
That's what's up. Text the name of the album to me, because I need to check the whole joint out. That's what's up. But welcome back, right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Queen's Quarters. But for real, this is the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Well, King, how about we spin the block? See if we can get some more poetry going up in here. All right, let me check. And you want to kick it off or you want to end the show with us? Well, it's going to end with us anyway, but...
I'll kick it off right now. You know what I'm saying?
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Raise the Bar. Prayers up for the ones who still searching, trying to find. Lanes beyond goal lines, the tape is intertwined. Caution moving forward, the source have mixed emotions. Routes are steady closing for the ones who are chosen. Only path exists is to a bridge that's straight and narrow. For all trouble of tomorrow, place a light upon that shadow. Let's walk with a Christ consciousness within righteousness. Estranged thoughts on fighting this, uneasiness to write this. World still struggling for answers, so many talking. We need speakers to stand up and call for endorsements. I'm only given a portion, can't let the cat outside the bag. Some people might get mad I'm picking up pens and pads. Unbelievable, and trust the Hebrew teachings, there's multiple. For me, it's wonderful when I'm running through what's questionable. Ready for the challenge? Always supporting the old ways. Placing voice in the hallways, the doorways are sideways. Surge.
Oh, that was beautiful. I really like that, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm starting to memorize this by heart because I think I done spit it so many times. And I actually wrote this, I think, about a week or so ago. But
hey,
I'm gonna give it to you again.
Let's raise it up.
Thank you. This is called Bits of Memories of My Pain. Once you're in love, you don't see the devil who's inside. I wish it was a mechanical emotion. When your mind is under the influence of someone, you don't know when to say you've had enough. And your body is ready to let them do anything at any time. He came with a warning, but I skipped the label because I just wanted to get right to all of him. Now the side effects of him have left my strength disabled. And I'm addicted to his toxicity. He doesn't love me. It's the way he makes love to me. And I'm in love with the way he lies beside me, talking to me until I release my day into his beard. Yeah, he's just that good. But I've had enough. I'm detoxing now and slowly falling out of love with the pain, yet in love with me. And everyone knew about us. We got history. So they couldn't understand why I just kept walking past him without a response when he spoke. When asked why, I said my heart doesn't live there anymore and that I didn't leave anything at that house that I want or need to retrieve. My time spent in the in-between of hell and almost scratching the surface of, well, I don't know what's considered normal, so I'll just say balance is done. The everything the eyes see, the ears hear, the skin feels, the nose smells, the becomes a permanent part of the mental self of the physical being. So it doesn't hurt anymore. But the memory of it remains and will surface from time to time as an annoying poke. Now most times, my soul reveals its ombre side. Warmth with a bit of chill like early autumn, then bits of sweet drizzle with spicy. But there are other times my onyx will surface. That's the wall you can't get past, not even see me for a while. Because my fear is behind it. Not fear of you, but for you. So don't be upset that you can't reach me. I'm protecting you from the darkness within me. And that's that piece.
That was like the impersonal but the intimate relationship that you just can't stop bringing it and receiving it. You know what I'm saying? That was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, yeah, that's
you.
Life. I mean, that's life. Just can't get enough.
Yeah, I think we've all been in that toxic relationship. I think every one of us have experienced it at some time in our life. But it does come a time when you got to tell yourself, you got to learn to start, living for you again and loving yourself and be like, I had enough of this shit. I can't. No matter how good it is, because that toxic sex is, oh, child, I ain't even going to get into it, okay?
It's different.
Good. It's hella good, okay? I'm trying to tell you. It's crazy. But let's see if we can spin the block, see who's here, all right?
Yeah,
C-Double, you got another piece for us?
Yes, I do. Definitely.
Mm. All right, well, let's get it.
That's peace.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a note to someone special. She knows who she is. My mission, I miss you. I hope this matters. I hope this gets through. We both are thin skinned and have thick skulls. I know you've read my messages on your timeline wall. I take responsibility. Some of this, my fault. But it goes both ways, so why don't you call? I know you've been ultra busy. Thought I'd remind you again, I miss you. Don't want to live by past memories and live through you vicariously. Why am I sharing this? Because I care, don't you see? I'm not desperate, but we're family. And I don't care how much you get mad at me. I just want to see you happy, laughing. We're far from each other, but I want to comfort your sadness. I'm sorry for the promises I haven't kept. I was a boy playing a role, didn't know how to be a man yet. Looking for love, getting drunk in sex, jacked up priorities, let's face it. I wasn't perfect, and like I said, I take full responsibility. But don't let me die in this purgatory, because I know God wouldn't write this as the end of my story. My arms have been open since the day you were born. My prayers every day is that you remember our bond. I'm putting this out there. You stay in my heart. The ball is in your court. Tell me when you want to start. I get that this is a sensitive subject, but I live and you live, and we're not done yet. You taught me how to love unconditional. I love you so much and I miss you. No matter, because I'm not blaming nobody for my distracted behavior or how many women I stayed with. Their children never took your place. Or the fact that my bravery was shaking and wavering. I think about you, brag about you, pray for you daily. I ask for forgiveness of my past mistakes here. Let's be clear. Let's get real. I'm not ashamed to say them at this moment. I don't blame you if you hate me. This strong man has realized all the hurt that you've been through. Excuse me as I cry through these tissues. Did you hear me? I miss you. But if it's beneficial by God, this doesn't hit you in the center of your heart, then this is essential. You know I gave my best shot from the moment I met you. I loved you from when you entered my life, just so you know. I miss you. Maybe one day this will get through. Happy birthday in advance from your dad. In peace.
Yo, what's up?
That's beautiful. Oh, man. Thank you so much, C-Double. I'm going to send you back over there to the Royale Lounge, and we're going to open you this next mic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic, brother. Word.
Let's see if we can bring Queen Simmons back in here, see if she want to spin the block with us. Queen, you still with us?
Queen.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah? I'm sorry. I didn't know I pressed mute.
You got something else for us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do this piece I've been trying to practice for something. It's called Lessons on Blessings. Let me know if you can hear the music, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You hear that?
It's kind of faint.
All right, we're good. All right.
The mic is yours. All
right. Here we are, learning, good students of the universe. Your time can bond with mine, a mountain to divinity, materializing an existence of I on making. Just look at all this hell that we've created. I learned, and your ego made you believe that you were the teacher. So I learned at your lead, the scars tearing stars like high marks into my blackness. Even the dark can get darker if your skin is smart enough to remember new places on your person to keep good notes in. The turn of the world is a learning curve. All the while, we were both students. I pray you knew this, as you made it your purpose to impress upon me to pay attention. Told me these weren't wounds, they were lessons, a smarting you taught me. I hope you knew that you, my dear, were learning too. While you were learning my best uses, I was mastering the art of how resourceful I can be, even when I have no strength. Yeah, you taught me. But you were not the teacher in the first place. See, we were only classmates, tasked with making our mark on the world. You left your impressions and fingernails on the girl. See, we were meant to be learning together, learning love's usefulness, the persistence of triangles and the sanctity of squares, the tangles and purpose of circles. We were sent to this earth to work on ourselves and work purposefully in unison until this earth knows we were here with enough impact to break ground, to feed and breed new things out of love, a learning of God experiencing himself. At the hands of the best in herself, I learned. And as is my fiery Aries expression, some things I learned the hard way, but I learned. I learned how good I get to be when somebody gets at the best in me. See, I am woman. I can only breed, be it babies or prosperity. I have no choice but to sow some seeds when you are in my company. I function as a black woman. I got an Eve gene in me. See, all this time, you thought that you were playing me. You were creating something. Your time combined with mine could have been a fine thing. I hope you two were training and taking notes. I should only hope that you should leave a mark on the world as deep as the one that you left on me. It's graduation day. Peace.
Yo.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like elevating. Yes. I love that. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Man, I can't wait to listen to the playback. Oh, man. Queen, thank you for that once again. I'm going to send you back over there to the Royale and Al's. You can go tap C double in the top of his head for a minute. Yo.
Okay.
One love, one mic. Yo, oh, man, this is why I remain a student of everything. I love, yo, that piece is dope. All right, let me see if my diva can pull off another one. Diva, you got enough breath up in you to give us another piece?
I sure do.
All right,
that's
I ain't
going to
hold you. Mic is yours.
Thanks. Okay. More things I learned in life are the phone works both ways, with the excuse that life is life in these days. So there are no more calls. People who supposedly love you no longer communicate, then can't take out what they dish out when you stop calling. Can you relate? I learned that some folk really don't care when you remember their birthday, but they never remember yours. Not saying two wrongs make it right, but how can you say we're friends or family and we're tight? I learned that some folk don't pour into you like you pour into them. And when you do, they're like empty vessels riddled with holes your compassion cannot fill. Yet you care still. But God gives us wisdom. You can love from a distance. Even when they say it's not true, you wonder at their insistence as they lie and deny. Life is life, but y'all still good. You say cool, but never, ever again, things will be as you feel they should. And that's that peace.
Yes. That was beautiful, and that was an amazing way to end the show. Oh, man. Steva, thank you so much. Incredible peace.
Appreciate you.
I'm going to lead you into the night now. One love, one mic.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
All right. Well, Serge, this is a nice show. Once again.
Yeah, definitely.
Poetry is amazing. Man, the energy is high and beautiful. Oh, wow. We got some pieces and they was dropping some gems tonight, for real.
Yeah, you know, Blog Talk Lady, she ain't acting up. You know what I mean? So
she's giving me the countdown, though.
Yeah, but she got the telegram, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, chill and back the fuck up. We ain't doing
okay.
that this Monday night. I don't care what night you do, but you ain't doing it Monday night.
I want to say thank you for always trusting in me to ride shotgun with you and allowing me to share with you my pieces. I want to thank everybody that called and streamed online and brought what you had and just listened. It was y'all made an amazing show once again, as always. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you, sir, so you can close us out.
Yeah, yo, before I get into this next song to close us out, I want to thank everybody for tuning in online, calling in, spitting that beautiful, dope poetry, you know what I'm saying, Epiphany all day. That's the way, and that's the wave. You know what I mean? We'll be back Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time, you know what I'm saying, on Epiphany Radio. So, yo, and also, too, yo, check me out this Friday. You know what I mean? 1 p.m., King Atterbury Inc. on Blog Talk. On Talk That Talk, because I talk that talk and talk that shit, real shit. So check me out, and I want to thank my co-host for coming through and blessing me with her presence. So we're going to take you out with this song, Peace, Love, and Happiness.
Peace.
Fate ran all over you. Hate ran all over you. Hate ran all over. Fate ran all over you. Hate ran all over you, fake ran all over you, hate ran all over you.
Smiling faces, sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces, show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
Fake ran all over you, hate ran all over you, fake ran all over you. Been in a cold, could feel my toes, but I still stuck to the cold. Money won't fold, pockets won't hold enough. Taking my polling out, effing in and out. Take me anywhere, I'm taking over the trap. I see the real clear, with Grand Cartier. Popping the real pill, higher than Beverly Hills. I got too much pill, I give a bitch chill. Took out a spa bill. Came from the east side, shooters on detail. Go purchase a new Chanel, I need a refill. Strikers in trap house, riding a V12. I feel the mood now, I get the intel. Get a trippin', all you gon' see shit.
Hey, young Metro, don't trust you, don't rush you. We don't trust you niggas, we don't.
I don't trust no motherfucking body.
We don't trust you niggas, we don't. We don't trust you.
Nigga, number one fan, dog. Sneak dissing, I don't understand, dog. Pillow talking, acting like a fed, dog. I don't need another fake friend, dog. Can't be about a hoe, cause I'm sharing, dog. And your feelings, nigga, why you paying, dog? Give her back shots while she laying down. Keep the clock cock on trust, ho. Top shotter going for the gusto. Like a real dog, got a mutt, ho.
Get the love, you a giant, dog. Bubble eye beans on a hoe. Rapping so for 10, you a hoe. Nine-figure nigga, tag a toe. Ain't no tapping in, better blow. Charges popping pills, but he blessed. Place a couple M's on my chest. Ain't no sabotaging, little finesse. We was in the field placing bets. Still getting chills in my flesh. Taking karma, turning to success. Third ready, Pluto, nothing less. 20 drivers parked at the jet. Ripped the founder to the project. The performance on a no confess.
We don't trust you niggas, we don't. We don't trust you niggas, we don't.
We don't trust you. We don't trust you, no, no, no. We don't trust you, no, 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 no. We don't trust you, no, no, no. We don't trust you, no, 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 no. We don't trust you, no, no, no.
Trust is a motherfucker.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. If young Metro don't trust you,
if young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Hate written all over you. Fake written all over you. Hate written all over you. Fake written all over you. Trust is a motherfucker.